So, hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Could you introduce yourself a little bit? Maybe like talk about your education, career related to sustainability.
Hi, Rosie. It's my pleasure to join you. So, starting a little about how I started in sustainability. Actually, my family, they own a clothing factory. So I started to help them when I was 15 years old. And at the time, I was already interested in helping the workers, giving a good work environment, giving better working conditions, salaries, benefits, and all of this. So I started my interest in this started already in that time. And I had the opportunity to have to do my first internship at Levi's in Brazil. And at the time, Levi's was already one of the pioneers in sustainability. So when I joined them as intern, I started to have more interest, research more about sustainability. And after I graduated, I searched for more specializations, courses, and these kind of things.
Gotcha. So would you say you kind of started around age 15 with your parents?
Yeah, I started to work with them, but then when I joined Levi's as an intern, I think I was around 19 years old.
Oh wow, that's awesome. So what area of sustainability do you work on?
When I joined Levi's, the field was more related to auditing, suppliers' responsibility, but was focus either on environmental and social. Yeah. And after that, I went to Puma to manage the supplier responsibility program across Latin America and then also North America, and also focus on environmental and social responsibility. And then after this, I started to focus more on auditing, a lot of diverse type of industries. Yeah, so nowadays I do a lot of audits in different type of industries like manufacturing, farms, apparel, footwear, food. And it's all auditing nowadays is always focused on either environmental and social responsibility. There are some programs that is more that focus only on environmental, like ICS environmental audit or HIG index. So these are more environmental focus, but most of the audits are both social and environmental.
Oh wow, that's awesome. So do you have any recent projects or that you've been working on in sustainability?
Like I would say we always have projects running, because every year we do a new round of audits, evaluating the suppliers, inserting new topics for the audits, requesting more innovations from suppliers. And sometimes we have new clients that they are new to do that to do audits at their supply chain. And yes, and sometimes we have I give trainings, new trainings for new suppliers. So for example, right now we are working on training some suppliers for Starbucks. So every year is new projects, new rounds of audits. So I say we are always working on new projects.
Would you say those were some of your favorite projects, or do you have a specific favorite that comes to mind?
Yeah, it was a project for with farms. I really like to visit farms, talk with the workers, see their conditions. So one of my favorite projects was related to farms, coffee, fruits. Yeah, so then I could, it was a new environment for me, so I could know more the situation in the farms, how workers do their jobs at the farms, which kind of chemicals they use at the farms, what they are doing to harm less the environment with their chemicals. Yeah.
I was gonna say, when did you get involved in that?
Like, how's this project?
Yeah,
it was in 2019. Yeah, it was a client for coffee, famous for coffee. I couldn't say the name, but it was famous. It's famous for coffee.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you have any unforgettable stories related to sustainability?
I would say the unforgettable stories are more related to more related to the travels. So, one of my unforgettable travel was to China. We went to visit a huge footwear factory. I think they had around 10,000 workers. And you know, in China, the human rights, the social responsibility, all the environmental efforts, ethics is much more strong. So I could see there are different environments. And factories in China is a new word, because they in the factories in China, they have dormitories for the workers, because they come from little cities. They're not from the big cities, they come from the small cities. So they don't go back to their home, so they need to live at the factory. So inside the factory, they have the dormitories, they have housing for the workers, and I could see this new world. I think that travel to China is unforgettable.
Wow, that sounds awesome. What made you decide to get involved in the field of sustainability?
Yeah, it started with my family. Working with them, I saw that I wanted to help the workers improve the environment, give more benefits for them, help more them. So I started to have interest at the time. I didn't know the name, sustainability. I think in 2008, actually the name sustainability was very new. It was raising in the marketing. Companies were discovering about sustainability, were implementing departments. Yeah, so at the time I didn't know the name. So we started at the time. And as I said, the internship at Levi's was already in sustainability. So that's when I knew that this is happening already in the companies. Companies are working to help, are fighting for the human rights, to improve the environment and everything.
Exactly. What interests you about sustainability? What stands out?
When I started with sustainability, I was more focused on environment. Mm-hmm. But actually, when I started to audit more, travel more, visit the field, talk with the workers, I could see that fighting for the human rights, fighting for their, to improve their lives makes me much more happy. So I think the social side is the best for me. I like the best.
Right. So how do you think this has affected or improved daily life as a whole?
You mean the audits, the social side, or
yeah, personally? Like the social Yeah, like the social, personal, environmental side of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel it's a work that makes the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, I can make the difference on people's life. I can make the difference on the nature. I see improvements. You can see it's visible, the improvement. So for example, last year I went to a factory and this year I go back to the factory, I can see improvements. I can see workers happier. I receive feedback from workers. They say, oh, that audit changed my life, changed the work environment. The factory improved on these. They raised my salary. They started to pay me correctly. And we don't have more discrimination and everything. So it's something you see the change.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What would you say were some of the goals or objectives of your sustainability efforts?
You mean my goals are overall?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are some of your goals?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds repetitive, but that's it. Improve people's life, improve the environment, help to fight the bad things that are happening in the world. You know, because for example, social responsibility, we include discrimination, we include harassment, we include gender equality, we include a lot of things. So yes, I think the goal is improve people's life and environment, make this world a better world.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of like good things have happened coming from sustainability. Do you think any challenges have occurred along the way? Do you think, like, have you run into anything regarding sustainability?
Yes. I like to say, and I think that sustainability is based on people. People are the ones that will make system sustainable. People are the ones that make the world more sustainable. But at the same time, the most challenging part of working with sustainability is people. Some people, they don't get the idea of sustainability. Some people just do sustainability to improve, to have a better relationship with clients or to increase the incomes or to have a better image. So still there are people who don't get the idea, and make them change, make them work on more sustainable things is very challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like it. How can we practice sustainability in our daily lives? Like, how can people incorporate that more into their lives?
Yeah. I think on our daily lives, like what I feel and how I think is sustainability starts always with people. So I think the first change we can do in ourselves, on our daily lives, is with people. Treat people better. Don't practice discrimination. Don't practice harassment. Accept diversity, you know, and then try not to use too much plastic. Try not to waste food. Try to use sustainable brands, sustainable products.
Yeah.
Yes. And talk about sustainability. Talk when you see something wrong. Tell people, oh, it's wrong to do discrimination. It's wrong to do harassment. Don't throw this garbage on the street. Put on the right place. I think these little actions can help. These interactions are sustainability, is practice sustainability in our daily lives.
Gotcha. Do you think it is difficult to be sustainable? Like when you say it's a big change from being not sustainable to being sustainable.
Yeah. I think it's challenging when people don't have the right values.
Right.
But if the person already have these values, is easy. It's not very challenging. So yeah, so when the person doesn't have the values, it's very challenging. And maybe this person can only change like receiving trainings or receiving or realizing the purpose of being sustainable. But when people already like have these values, it's really easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So would you say like, do you think everyone could be sustainable?
Yes, everyone. Not everyone, but most of the people can be sustainable. Mm-hmm. If they really realize the purpose.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of like putting in the effort.
Yeah.
Gotcha. How would you say you are measuring progress by being sustainable?
How I measure progress. That is difficult. How can we measure progress? Well, I will give examples with my career. Mm-hmm. You can measure progress measuring the improvements from the factories, seeing year after year the results from the audits. Yeah. And I think actually worldwide we can see progress because there are topics that are raising, that are getting like hot, it's very hot, these topics. Yeah, like climate change, diversity, inclusion, women's empowerment, no discrimination, no harassment. So I think these are evidence that we are having progress in the world.
Yeah, no, definitely. How would you say your efforts compare to others?
My efforts?
Yeah, your sustainability efforts.
Well, I would say my efforts is based, because my career is based on sustainability. So yeah. Besides trying to implement sustainability on my personal life, on my daily life, I implement on my career, on my profession, on my work. Yeah, I try to implement, just when I go to a factory, the core is make them improve their social standards, their environmental standards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you say you can improve sustainability? Like, let's say you're already being sustainable. Is there any way to keep improving that?
How can I improve sustainability? Yeah. Something personal, I would say, when people hear about sustainability, the first thing they think is about environment. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, oh, sustainability, oh, is environmental sustainability. But I think the first way we can improve sustainability is improving human rights, social responsibility. Because people are the one who will sustain will sustain sustainability. You sustain better environment, better conditions, a better future. Like we read on the books, sustainability is the ability to provide a better future for the future generations. Yeah, so I think the way we can improve sustainability is first improving the social side, the human rights. Yes, focus more on people, on human relationships.
Gotcha. Would you say that all companies can kind of incorporate this more? like incorporate sustainability.
Yes, I think every company, every household, every person can incorporate sustainability. I think the only challenge is for companies to realize what is the real meaning of sustainability.
Right.
Sustainability, and then implement sustainability. Like one thing, first, one example is when we have a lot of environmental activists, and I remember, I think 2019, there were a lot of environmental activists, and they blocked people to go on Black Friday in USA. There are a lot of fights, and they try to block by force people to buy. But yeah, they are helping environments, but that's not sustainable. Fighting with people, not respecting their rights, is not sustainable.
Right, exactly. So do you say like values are very important for sustainability?
Yes. Yeah, so if the company have the right values, yes, it's totally possible to implement sustainability.
Definitely. Would you say, do you have any final notes? Any final thoughts regarding this?
Any final notes? Yeah, I have, but it sounds a little repetitive. But yes, I think sustainability is not about just future generations, but sustainability is about the present. We need to improve the present life. We need to improve the present generation so that our generation can turn into a better generation. Yeah, so for me, sustainability is about the present, not just the future. Yeah, so let's change the present, not only the future.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's all the questions I had for today, but thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, you're welcome.